just your thoughts on an unusual evening all around.
Yeah, it was unusual, wasn't it? I mean, I thought we had some really good chances early in the first and throughout the course of the third period. Some of our best chances were in the third. But yeah, you're right, it was unusual. And but, you know, that's over now. So now we're on to the playoffs and on to Vancouver.
Kind of a meaningless game. Was there some of that at play there?
Actually, no, I don't think so. You know, I thought the effort was there, the intention was there. The score line obviously wasn't in our favor, and it wasn't in our favor early. So that changes the dynamic of the game, of course. But I thought the preparation, the intention early was there.
You think, again, I just want a team with something to play for against a team for the first time in 72 games with nothing to play for.
Well, credit to Everett for sure. They came out hard, and we knew they would, regardless of whether the game mattered in the standings or not. But I thought we did too. You know, it wasn't a matter of our guys just mailing it in. But Everett got up early. That changed the dynamic of the game, as we've talked about. And so now we're putting that behind us. That's over, and we're on to the playoffs and on to Vancouver.
Was there a factor tonight in having Carter Hart trying to outsmart him, and that the way you took shots on net, they seemed to be more like you were looking for deflections as opposed to just the normal type shots?
No, I wouldn't say that. I think that's true of all goalies in this league. You need to make sure you're in front of them and there's traffic and chances for redirections and rebounds, and that's true of Carter and every goalie.
It seemed the guys were upbeat at the end, just, you know, hugging each other at the end of the game and stuff. So, you know, end of a long season, sort of congratulatory sort of stuff.
Absolutely. It's a group that really cares about each other, and they care, they're happy for each other when we win and players have success, and they share the, you know, the pain when you lose and when things don't go well. So that's a group that really cares about each other, and that's just them demonstrating that.
A bunch of key players missing tonight. What can you say about the situation for Scott Walford right now?
I don't have an update yet, so hopefully it's short term. But yeah, I don't have any information on that right now.
And will Ralph be ready on the weekend?
I don't have information on that either, sorry, but hopefully.
Are you concerned about that the league has not sort of gone with a one-game suspension on
Zablocki?
Zablocki, obviously, he's built for the playoffs. Are you concerned that they're thinking of a little more?
You know, Zab will be a great playoff player. I don't want to comment on the league's process on that. I'm sure they'll do the right thing, and we don't know if it'll be more than one game, so we'll wait and see.
Comment on the overagers, their last game, and how you felt that went down.
Yeah, I love those guys. You know, they play so hard always, and you can see, again, going back to the emotion at the end there, they care about each other, they care about their teammates, and the other guys, the other age groups love them too, so really happy for them, and again, they're really excited to move on to the next chapter here against Vancouver.
On a personal level, 40-win plateau would have been quite something as a rookie head coach. Is that something in the back of your mind coming in this weekend, or do we even thinking about a number?
No, man, honestly, just really thinking about getting ready for the playoffs. That's really what it's all about, is you try to build and have as much success as you can during the regular season, and then, you know, the playoffs, that's when the rubber really hits the road, so that's what we're thinking about now.
It was a weird night. I mean, everybody, a hush went over the crowd when Soy went down, right?
Yeah.
He was happy to get him up.
Yep.
You don't want to get hurt yet. You got to go all out, or you do get hurt, right, in hockey, as you know.
Absolutely, yeah. You got to play your hardest at all times. And, you know, there were a few good moments tonight as well. Some highlights, even though Everett had more tonight, we had some good ones. And maybe those will show up in the highlight reel tomorrow at the award ceremony.
What was the message to the guys at the end of the season, your brief time you had with them?
Just now?
Yeah.
On to the playoffs, on to Vancouver. Regular season's over.
And what will you be working on this week?
You know, there's a lot of stuff. A lot of preparation that goes into getting ready for a playoff series. Mostly, of course, our own internal focus on the things that make us successful. But, you know, you have to have a few things ready for the opponent that you're up against. So we'll focus on a whole array of different things over the course of the week.